Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And like Sid the Sloth, we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one order of sweet and sour wontons. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities, which today is going to involve mascots from pro football teams and baseball teams. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. I need what? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Here's the main reason why.
Entitled. You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's the reason why. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because they can't keep me locked out of the studio. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. When I tell you a couple of stories that are going on today, you might think he's coming back this evening. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? Either or, if you do, call us 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Also, we have sound effects that are placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
The great Morpheus. We meet at last.
And you are?
A Smith. Agent Smith.
You're the same to me.
You're all the same to me. That's a good one. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy and taking your phone calls. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers never seem to be around us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, How much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client lists. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to make sure everybody knows, if you want to reach out to us, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. I did want to say, we're going to let you know right now, for those that don't know, weather outside is beautiful. So I'm just going to say weather, totally cool. All right, that's my weather report. Weather, totally cool. That's the official report. And then traffic, though, does seem a bit heavy on the freeway. So if you're on the freeways, a little bit of patience is not a bad idea. All right, so we did have somebody call, and they wanted us to get some prayer. And so I think the gentleman's name is Mike. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Dave.
Okay, and then Mike just wants to prayer for some open doors. He wasn't able to get to something.
There's a conference apparently he was supposed to go to. He was shut out of it, not allowed to go to it due to certain circumstances. And he just wants prayer for favor in his direction and for the right doors to be opened and for mercy.
Okay, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Mike to you. We ask you right now that you would open up all the right doors for Mike and give him the opportunities, Lord, that you have in mind for him. Don't let the enemy stop him from moving forward, advancing and growing in you, developing in you, furthering your kingdom and furthering the works that you've set before him. Let him get his hands on those works and let him do them with all his might, and let not the enemy thwart him in the process. But Lord, we're going to need your favor. He's already finding some resistance and trying to move forward in some things. So we just pray you'd open doors, grant him favor, but lead him and guide him to the places and to the things that you want him to be at. And if there's anything in that pursuit that's going to kind of hurt his walk or go a different direction for his walk, don't let that affect him. Don't let that overwhelm him. Instead, grant him the favor he's looking for. We just lift him up as a brother in the Lord. He's just asking for help. He's asking for open doors. He's asking for favor. We just ask you to bring those things for him, and we trust you for it and the goodness that comes from you because of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Right? Right on. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've talked about on the show is, look, if you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, call us and we'll be glad to pray for you. I mean, if you think about it, what's wrong with having people pray for one another? Nothing. There's nothing.
And sometimes, you know, I used to get into this trap too, and I, through counsel, no longer think that way. But sometimes people think, Dave, well, you know, my prayer is so small, it doesn't matter, or it's too big, hey, it can't be handled. Both those things are incorrect.
Right. You got to recognize that if the Lord, and I know people don't like to hear, sometimes people are like, yes, you may more fire and brimstone. Well, if you want more fire and brimstone, go closer to the center of the equator. I mean, what do you want for me? But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if God cares about the hairs on your head and the number thereof, I mean, look at how often do you wake up and go, well, I only have 9,632,000 strands of hair. I mean, we don't do that. But God knows enough and cares enough about something that would generally seem not significant to us. He still has all those details, and it's significant to him. Your prayer is not unimportant. Neither are your praise reports. And I think that's a big element. If you consider, if you guys could just give me a minute and let me get through this, I think you'll get this. If you consider the children of Israel going through the desert in the 40 years, if maybe they had perhaps done a tad bit better job of remembering the things that God had done for them as they were going through the process, maybe there wouldn't have been as much complaining. And I think that's true for us, too. if we keep in mind all the answered prayers that God has granted us, if we even made a book of them, which there's quite a few people that have indicated that the Bible has a lot of answered prayers in it, and that's a real blessing for people. And I just want you to be encouraged to share that, because those shared answered prayers are a blessing. Did you want to say something there? Oh, just okay. So here's the bottom line on that is, keep in mind that when you share those answered prayers, those praise reports, those things, they keep it fresh for you. That's the key. That keeps it fresh for you, and it blesses others.
I was just going to say that.
You know, that's the key. That's right there. So you're it's like when you, the Bible says that when you believe with your heart and then you confess with your mouth, you're saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Here's the key in that. Ready? You're hearing in your own ears what you're believing in your own heart. And that's what seals the deal right in that process.
You know, a lot of the times when we get down on ourselves, Dave, one of the things that we very easily go to, myself included, is I'm the only one. It only happens to me. Why me? When it's probably exactly the opposite. There are hundreds of people, if not thousands more, that are dealing with the exact same thing or worse circumstances just like yours. And when they hear about your testimony, not only are you blessed, they're blessed too.
Yeah, and that's a lot. That has a lot to do with loving one another and sharing one another's burdens and griefs. And it's just, if you just think it through, think that process through, by sharing your praise reports, by sharing your prayer needs, the prayer needs connects us to the burden and to the carrying the burden and bearing the burden with one another. The praise reports connects us to the refreshing and encouragement of one another. I mean, it's really two quite great elements. And here at KPRZ and the David Spoon Experience, the whole show, look at, it's just a conduit. It's an opportunity for others to really make connections. To be totally honest. And then that, well, no, I'm only going to be partially honest. I don't know what to be totally honest even means. But the bottom line is, what's the bottom line? Is that where you sign your name? The key of the thing I'm trying to say is this, is that if you connect that and it's a blessing to others, or you connect that and somebody else shares your burden, isn't that what Jesus had in mind? Watch this passage. Everybody's like, well, we should do this for witnessing. We should do this for witnessing. Watch this for a witness. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by your love one for another. Hey, you want people to know you're a disciple of Jesus Christ? Then let's get into this thing together. Let's do, we're blood relatives. I mean, why not? And that's the real element, if you think of it. Think of it through that way. So you can call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I'm not sure why I went down this road or went down this little mini rant, but it doesn't really matter. We just want to make sure that Mike gets prayed for, and he's been prayed for, and we'll keep you in prayer, Mike. And if the Lord opens doors and blesses you, then we want you to call us back and share a praise report, because then you get the other side of that. And that's a big key. I will say, we got a lot going on today. I will say that I've got a couple of...
Man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that's the man with the bone.
Is that kind of like we're globetrotting? We're going all over the place?
Yeah, plus you're just great at waste paper basketball.
Yeah, that was a good shot, though, I got to say. I was out in the hallway, and the robo producer was talking to our own Heather Lloyd, and I shot it kind of right over the both of them. I don't usually make those. Hey, one out
nice
of 9,
shot,
000.
But still, was, don't quit your day job.
I'm not quitting my day job. I got a job? When did I get a job? All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. I'm going to throw something else out to the audience that's going to blow your mind. I came across this, and I thought this is a great question to ask the audience. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. Listen to this, and I'm going to ask you a question. If you know the answer, tell me. Or share it. Do you remember, this is Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 through 8. Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you about this, and you know what currently restrains him, so that he will be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one now restraining will do so until he is out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. The Lord Jesus will destroy him with the breath of his mouth and will bring him to nothing with the brightness of his coming. You read that and you're like, what? This talks about the law, the man of lawlessness, the man of sin. It talks about the personification of the Antichrist. And there's an interesting passage in verse 7. It says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one now restraining will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. So the lawless one is going to be revealed when the one who is restraining is out of the way. My question to the audience that you're welcome to call in and just give an answer to, who do you think the one is? Who do you think the one is? So now there's, before you answer, just think it through. Here's what he says. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one now restraining will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Who is the one that is doing the restraining and will do so until he's out of the way? Just a question to throw at you, at the audience. You think you know, or you think you have an idea. You don't have to be a theologian to answer questions. It's not a requirement. Or if you have a praise report, or if you have a prayer request, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Who do you think the one is? The one who now restraining will do so until he is out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Who is the one? That's what I want you to think. See, I'm making you think. Uh-oh. Dave Show, I'm not supposed to think. Well, I'm not really making you. Well, okay, I can't totally disagree with that. But I partially disagree with that, if that matters. Anyway, I want you to consider that ramification, because we're going to take our break. And when we come back, just to let you know, we are going to be dealing with a couple of intense, like camping, intense subjects, not the least of which is you will hear me for the first time ever defend the Cleveland Indians. It's incredible. I know. Don't freak out on me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, in tents, like camping.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life. Everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
It's time to celebrate June in a new Chevrolet. Head to your local San Diego County Chevy dealer for great offers on your favorite Chevrolet like Silverado, Cruze, Equinox, Malibu, and Traverse, now through June 30th.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. That was almost a near miss, wasn't it?
Boy, that was close, wasn't it?
Wow. All right, now we have somebody on the phone that has an answer. I didn't catch the name, so go ahead and what's the gentleman? It's Mark. Mark, are you there with us on the phone?
I am, David.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm having a great week, and I'm feeling better. I had a surgery a couple weeks ago, a little minor surgery, and I'm starting to come out of the bluesiness of surgeries. I don't like surgeries very much. I'm starting to do a lot better. Hey, we got this 2 Thessalonians 2:5 through 8 passage, and we're not setting it up for some kind of theological debate. I'm just asking people, though, you know, we have this passage that says the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one now restraining will do so until he is out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Do you have a notion as to who the one is?
Yes, Dave. I believe that the one would be the body of Christ, the church.
Okay, so you believe it's the one. So in that thinking, in that process, which of course I'm not saying right or wrong. I mean, I think you kind of get where I come from on stuff like this. You're thinking that it's when the church is removed or out of the way or quote unquote raptured that yes. The lawless one then is revealed and it comes forward. So is that kind of where you're standing on that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Now, have you always, let me ask you this. It's kind of an interesting, kind of like introspective question. Have you been raised in that process of thinking, or did you become a Christian and go to church and then the church kind of taught it? Where did you come into that?
Well, I was a late bloomer. I didn't start to serve the Lord until I was in my 30s. So, but my initial understanding of it was that I thought that it was the Holy Spirit that was the restraining force. Except when I read the scripture that said, except that the Spirit call, you can't answer the call. So therefore, to me, it seems like that the Holy Spirit has to be present. Besides, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I believe that the restraining force, the only thing that keeps Satan from running amok, if you will, is the church.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. And what church do you go to? Where do you hang out? Where do you fellowship at?
Well, I'm actually assistant pastor at the Praise Center in Pacific Beach.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that you're listening, and I'm glad that you the insight. It's interesting to see the different kind of mentality. And I'm reading this question, and I'm thinking, as I was reading it today and thinking about the question, I was thinking, you know, I bet there's kind of like probably a divergent point of view on this kind of one element. So I'm really glad that you called in and started the ball off, and that was really cool of you to share how you came to that, and maybe your the cross-thinking process you went to when you went to, it was one thing at one point, and you kind of developed, and now you got it on another level. And that's really cool. So I really appreciate you calling and sharing that with us.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave.
All right. God bless you, brother. All right. Great job. What a great job that was, right? Fun. So now, if we start opening the phones, that's one of the fun things about the show is then people start calling, you get to talk to them and interview them, and the body of Christ gets to know the body of Christ just a little bit better. It's like, you know what, dude, I would take that all day long.
come before the Lord. You know, there's probably a reason why I was born and raised Jewish and I have three separate ordinations. I can't figure it out either.
I thought it was you loved camping.
Oh, yeah. No, that's when I'm intense. Okay. But there's probably a divergent on purpose, I would suspect. All right. We do have to do so this story. It is going to probably be a two-parter, I must tell you. And I'm telling you right now. So now we have been on the spiritual side, but I do have to say something. I can't help it, folks. It's, you know, one Jew, two opinions. That's how I am. And here's what I'm going from. I'm reading the paper, or kind of perusing the internet papers, and I come across this story, and just we'll get back to the spiritual, I promise. A Native American group is suing the Cleveland Indians over Chief Wahoo mascot. And I'm a Christian. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I believe he's at the right hand of the Father. I believe that eternity is found only in Christ. There's no other name given into heaven whereby men must be saved. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. And in my Christian walk, I've been involved in very serious ministry, and I've been involved in all different kinds of jobs. I think I've done 30 plus different careers. I actually have 30 business cards, like, from different things. It's like kind of strange. But anyhow, I enjoy sports. It's one of the things that I like. And I enjoy our country. Our country gives us a lot of freedoms. But when things collide, when something that I enjoy and a freedom that I have is in some kind of collision with something that is akin to political correctness, I just want to throw up. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what other response to give you. Because in the last 35 years, the Christian element of our nation, which was strong, has been chipped away, and it's being replaced with almost like a pseudo-righteousness. It's like a fake righteousness. So in a sense, it's very spiritual, because every time this stuff happens, you're thinking, oh, well, that's politics. Oh, well, that's this. It's this. No, it's really man replacing God's word and God's truth with man's own rules. And that's a kind of a different system altogether. That goes back to the garden, where when the enemy said, when Satan said to Adam and Eve, you eat that apple, you're going to be like God. You're going to be just like him. And it's like that pull or lure to control and to oversee. And see, that's the sin that's in mankind. That's in our old nature. And these guys are just manifesting it. And every time you see one of these dumb little things pop up, it's another evidence of the sinful nature. And you think, oh, no, this is just sports and people. No, you don't understand. They're trying to neuter all thinking. They're trying to neuter all of this stuff. All diversity is bad. In fact, there was a school, just to let you know, that didn't do an honors ceremony because they didn't want anybody to feel left out. you work as hard as you can. You get a 4.0 and you get a pat on the head. It's like, what? It's like insane.
Well, Johnny, they got a 2.0. He's got to feel special.
Yeah, he's got to feel just as special. We give participation trophies because you're breathing. What? You got to do something with the breathing.
It cracks me up about the Indians thing and other situations like it. I mean, if I were an Indian, I'd be honored.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about when we get back. It's the switcheroo. That's what I really want to talk about, because the fact that they're doing this, let me explain something to you, and we're going to get into this in the next segment. It's a switcheroo scenario. What is happening is people are like, well, it makes fun of them. It does this. There is not a person in Cleveland, a genuine Cleveland Indian fan, that does not support their team, that stands by their team, that unites in their team. There's nothing weird or bizarre about that. And the idea that it's somehow a reprehensible evil, I'm telling you, it's a false righteousness. Political correctness is all about pushing Christ out. PC is pushing Christ, because it's not political correctness. It's about trying to replace any kind of sense of righteousness and honor. And just to give you an understanding, Scripture is clear that if you're working and advancing for building up your treasures in heaven, there is a system of being rewarded for doing good work. It's not the equal plane for everybody. And if you think, oh, no, in heaven, everybody's equal. Yeah, then why did Jesus say that person will be called greatest in heaven, that person will be called least in heaven? It's not equal. That's ridiculous. Okay, some houses are going to be bigger than others. In fact, the widow woman's house will be bigger than most pastors' houses. I mean, that's just a fact. She gave up everything. Okay, that's a big deal, right? People right now, if they give up one thing, they go out and they put it on a speaker and go, I gave this up. Listen, when you give up your life for Jesus, like that Sudanese woman who's standing in her faith, who has a baby in prison, that's going to be a nice house. Just telling you, right? That's giving all. She's pouring it in there. But we're going to come back. We're going to kind of deal with the subtleness of this fake righteousness and how ridiculous that is, and how the Cleveland Indian people should be proud of why they selected this mascot and how they all love this mascot because they're all united in it. Yeah, I'm actually going to defend it all the way. Ohio State Round's going to have a heart attack. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, pseudo righteousness replacing the word of God.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
It's time to celebrate June in a new Chevrolet. Head to your local San Diego County Chevy dealer for great offers on your favorite Chevrolet like Silverado, Cruze, Equinox, Malibu, and Traverse. Now through June 30th.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Hi, Mark Larson from Mata Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Mata Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of fun activities, Tai Chi, pedaling, and function fit classes, so much to do, more than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only two half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Mata Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or matavistavillage.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Request a free copy of Forgiveness, The Freedom to Let Go, a gift to you from Hope for the Heart Ministries with June Hunt. I forgive you. These three little words are so simple, so complex, and yet so powerful. June Hunt counsels people, offering them hope for today's problems. In this book, you'll learn how to deal with unforgiveness in your heart, protect your heart from bitterness, end the blame game, be totally forgiven by God, and pray for those who hurt you. Allow June to walk you through the four stages of forgiveness, all designed to help restore you to the emotional wholeness and emulate the one who models forgiveness so beautifully for all of us, Jesus. In addition to your free book, you'll be eligible for a chance to win one of three Kindle Fire HD8, a $120 value, with a preloaded library of six books by June Hunt and the complete Hope for the Heart Biblical Counseling Library, a $200 value, courtesy of Logos Bible Software. Learn more at kprz.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Young Indian brave, on the other side of the river, stood as lovely.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Well, we're kind of going deep into outer space on this show. But you know what? Sometimes outer space, it's got a nice stillness to it. Just a little bit of a cool and a nice stillness. As everybody knows, for the last, 3 months, there's been this war, a unique war, on some sports teams. And in particular, the Redskins were the first people to suffer a casualty or attempted casualty regarding the Redskins. That somehow, what we as Americans think are the bravest warriors and the strongest fighters, and then naming a team after the bravest warriors, the strongest fighters, the ones that we admire the most in battle.
Yeah, like I was saying before the last segment, in my mind, if I were an Indian, and I'm not, I'd be honored.
Well, the point is that it was in its initial and it certainly is now an attempt to be honorable, and that's the element. I want to read this real quickly. I don't think people know this, so I thought this would be kind of interesting. This is going to be just a little history on the Washington Redskins. Then we're going to deal with the Cleveland Indians, and then we're going to deal with the commentary and what this political correctness really means. Okay, so when the original Washington Redskins team was purchased, they were called the Boston Braves, and they played their first game on October 2nd, 1932, under the leadership of Coach Lud Ray, and they played against the Brooklyn Dodgers, by the way, just in case you didn't know that. But they lost 14-0, but that's not the point. The point is this. The New York Giants owner, despite the presence of two rookies, you don't want all that stuff. Here's the bottom line. The sole owner of the Braves became Marshall, okay? This gentleman named Marshall. Marshall moved the team to Fenway Park, and then in the next year, Marshall changed the names to Redskins in order to honor the then coach, Lone Star Dietz, a Native American Indian who was Sioux. So he names the team Redskins in honor of the coach, who is a Native American, because he was a fabulous coach, got them rolling, got things going. So the whole name Redskins. So now they come in and they make this big deal. There's somebody that's pouting and they're upset about it. They're not upset. So let me tell you something, okay? If a person who wasn't a Native American complained, nobody would listen. Somebody went to these people and said, here's a grand, tell them you're hurt and make it a political hot issue, and then we'll go from there. By doing, and then the president weighed in, which was just pathetic. I mean, that was a pathetic thing to do. But by doing this, they're trying to say, look, the political correctness is an establishment of a certain level of righteousness. And it's not, folks. It's a lying righteousness. It's a false righteousness. The only real righteousness comes from the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And that redeeming work of Jesus Christ being in application, both imputed and imparted to us, so to speak, is the only way that we have any sense of true righteousness. But in order to cover it and to keep it going, there's this entire universe called PC, politically correct, which is, again, nothing except for pushing Christ out of the way and man trying to establish his own righteousness, which again goes back to the garden. You can't get away from this. It's inescapable. You're not going to get away from it one way or another. So now now somebody wants to sue. It's a small group wants to sue the Cleveland Indians because of their names. And after they're done, they're going after the Atlanta Braves. And after they're done, they're going after the Kansas City Chiefs. You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to blanket the entire sporting realm with their so-called righteousness. So I just decided I just can't take it. It just makes me want to throw up. I'm so sorry to say that, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but it drives me insane. So I decided I would just copy off a couple of names to see, sports-wise, to see who's next and how it's going to affect people. So here's what I figured out. So besides the Atlanta Braves, some of the other teams that you can be aware of that we're going to have problems with, Miami Marlins. You know what's going to happen, don't you? PETA's going to come in and say, come on now, this is offensive to the fish. And the only political correctness is to avoid this whole element. And then right after them, you're going to have the New York Yankees. You have to change the name Yankee because people that don't like musicals and you know those Yankees, them darn Yankees kind of thing. Then forget that one. After that, you're going to have people that get really upset because Arizona Diamondbacks, they're snakes. And again, PETA will be showing their face.
Are the Dodgers safe? Let's be honest here.
You know where Dodger comes from, right?
Probably Dodgers.
Okay. So that's the good story. You want the bad story?
Sure.
Yeah, they used to be pickpockets. They would take the money and then they would have to dodge because they were zinging and zagging out of the way.
Oh, that's
so it's only partly told, but then, you know, they're trying to clean everything up. And then you know, what's going to happen. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, wait, you can't be doing that. You can't, you know, there's going to be none. Every team is going to have to change its name. It's going to have to be Baseball Team 1, Baseball Team 2, Baseball Team 3. And then, you know, what's going to happen. Sesame Street's going to start complaining that the numbers are being taken and then they'll have to go to letters.
I think what it comes down to is, hey, Cleveland's coming to town.
Yeah, and then you're not going to know what Cleveland team it is. It could be the Cleveland soccer team. They've got a really powerful soccer team. They do? My point, and then you know what's going to happen after that, you know, like Detroit Pistons. They're going to have to take that out because it's a car thing.
You know, the funny thing, David, everybody think this is silly. Had you asked any of this 5-7 years ago, people would just be just laughing off their rocker. This stuff's actually going on.
It's happening all the time. Utah Jazz are going to have to change their name to Utah Neutral Music. Because you can't have jazz. See, the point, you get where I'm going with this? I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, Oakland Raiders, how is that going to be okay? You know what the Raiders used to do? I mean, they used to raid. I mean, that's the whole point. So I was going through my... Now, people are thinking you've lost your mind. No, listen. What's going on is political correctness is simplistically a lie from hell. It is. It's man's false righteousness. I cannot believe people. Well, you don't understand. That person is work ethically challenged. Oh, you mean they're lazy? Oh, see, you can't call it what it is because that's not politically correct because we don't want to offend people. So I was going through my library and I found a movie that my son gave me. And it's called, ready for this? Here's the ultimate mascot name. It's called The Hebrew Hammer. And The Hebrew Hammer is a movie about a Jewish guy that rights the wrongs. And he's the hammer for the Jewish people. And I mean Jewish, current Jewish people, like in New York or in Detroit kind of thing. And see, somebody's going to get offended about the Hebrew Hammer. Then you have to rename all the movies. Then you have to rename all the... Do you realize how ridiculous this is? It's such a pathetic element. The righteousness of Christ is the only real righteousness. Political correctness is a lie. And when you're listening to politics and trying to figure out why you care, you should understand what the erosions are. You should understand what the lie is. The enemy is using this kind of thing to create a self-centered righteousness for mankind. It's ridiculous. Come on, folks. You gotta catch up to this. You gotta see this stuff. And oh, by the way, I would never normally defend the Cleveland Indians, but if this gets any press at all, I'm gonna stop watching certain there's certain outlets I won't watch, even me, a guy who's in the media. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. When we come back, I'm gonna actually do a DDD because now I can't. I got a terrible taste in my mouth. Blah. All right, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I promise you, this DDD is a life changer. Don't go anywhere.
There's a new day dawning. Come together.
friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch. Nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Studies have shown that the physical and neurological benefits of ballroom dancing can slow down the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. The Fred Astaire Dance Studio of San Diego has partnered with the Parkinson's Association to create a therapeutic program for Parkinson's patients. To kickstart the program, Fred Astaire is proud to present Big Stage Ballroom, a theatrical dance show journeying through two young girls' dreams of becoming musical superstars. Enjoy a variety of dance numbers to the sounds of musical legends with Fred Astaire students and dance professionals on June 28th at the Garfield Theater in La Jolla. The evening starts with a pre-show reception at 6 p.m., show starts at 7 p.m., and is sure to have you singing and swaying in your seat.
For tickets and information, visit parkinsonsassociation.org or call 858-273-6763, 858-273-6763, or visit parkinsonsassociation.org. 100% of the proceeds will go to enriching the lives of Parkinson's patients.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
So much Cleveland pride, who's talking baseball?
Baseball.
Talking tribe, we're talking baseball.
Baseball.
Talking tribe.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to go right to a DDD so I can cleanse my mind. If you don't mind, I'm cleansing my mind. I'm going right to it. And my ears from what that was just right there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians. You can tell where I am in the New Testament, can't you? See, because we did the 2 Thessalonians question. Now we're doing a 2 Thessalonians DDD. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says this. And I'm gonna kind of go on a limb there, so everybody who doesn't like this kind of stuff, just hang in there. But we must always thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God has chosen you for salvation. Ooh. Ooh, are we having a discussion, a brief discussion about being chosen, election, predestination, foreknowledge, and things of such, free will? Yeah, well, we're having kind of a minor conversation on election. Yeah, we are. Here's what it says. But we must always thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God has chosen you for salvation. Salvation has to do with soteriology. Oh, that's a big fancy word for salvation. It's the same thing. Yeah, study of salvation. What? Yeah, regeneration, sanctification, justification. Right, yeah, I got it. Glorification. I got it. Here's the key. You know, you get all those terms and sounds like you know a lot and sounds like it's pretty spiritual. Hey, you want to hear something cool? God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation. That's what's cool. And you're like, well, let's put it in the theological box. Hey, how about this? How about we just read the word and say, cool. Hey, that's cool. God chose me from the beginning for salvation. From the beginning. And you know what it is? Forget the theological arguments. It's hard to hear and harder to believe that you're special. It's hard to hear it. I mean, just be honest. It's hard to hear. It's easy to hear it from your mom because, or your dad, because you should hear it from them, or even from your kids. But to hear that you're special from God, oh, now we're in a different world. Now we're in a different realm. Why? Because we know we're sinful, and we are. And those that have any kind of interaction with the Lord, the closer they get to God, the more they recognize how sinful they are. It's kind of one of those interesting elements, isn't it? But here's the thing. He chose you from the beginning for your salvation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, by the way, says, "For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." This wasn't a last minute, I choose him and him and him, and then the last person on my team will be him. This is not how that goes, folks. In John 15, 6, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Let's just understand something real quickly. God picked you. If he didn't pick you, you wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't be where you're at. You wouldn't be at church on Sunday. You would be looking at a very unfortunate and maybe not fun eternity. But God instead chose you, and he picked you. Now, you got to think, well, why did he pick me? Because, one, he's God. He knows who to pick. And, two, he saw something in you that he particularly liked and wants to spend eternity with. And it's like you're thinking, wait, what are you talking about? God doesn't like me. He loves me, but he doesn't like me. Yeah, would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? What are you, ridiculous? That's absurdity at the highest level. Of course he likes you. Of course he loves you. No, he doesn't like your sin. Yes, he likes you. Of course. And here's something that's really hard to hear, and I want you to listen. You are special. There's something in you where God thought, you know what? I'm going to put my Holy Spirit in this person. What? Yeah, the Holy Spirit works on us and in us and lives in us. Remember, I can start citing passage after passage after passage. I'm not going to do that. You guys all know that. Here's the bottom line. You are special. Now, you can't let that speciality become arrogance. Or that's not a license to sin. It doesn't give you a right for lasciviousness. But it is an acknowledgement that God thinks you're special, you're important. And you were chosen from the beginning to spend eternity with God. And there's other people that were chosen from the beginning to spend eternity with God. Those are your brothers and sisters, and we have one heavenly Father. And we're going to hang out together for all eternity. People are like, we're going to do this and this and this. Nobody knows what we're going to do. I mean, we might go back to what we were originally going to do before sin entered. Who knows? I mean, who knows? We never got to that point, obviously. So maybe we'll do that again. Who knows? Doesn't matter. It will be awesome. That's what matters. Well, it'll be awesome because I get like a certain amount of virgins and this and that, whatever. Hey, if you get 50 virgins after 50 times, there's no more 50 virgins. I don't know if you know that or not, but you don't stay a virgin. It doesn't work that way. So the bottom line is, instead, we use scriptures like this. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. You don't even know what God's prepared for you. It hasn't even entered your mind. So on my starship, when I'm in heaven and I'm traveling the universe, that's what's entered my mind. Heaven will be better than that.
After you're taking Warp 9 to planet golf?
Yes, to golf. And then right after there, planet sushi. And then right after that, planet take a nap. This is where I go and take a nap. So it's like it's one of those different elements. Here's the thing, folks. You are special. And it's okay to know that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we do have some more news, and we have more DDDs coming up.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.